Good afternoon. Andy Albin, Law Enforcement Administrator for the Wildlife Division. And I'm accompanied up here by Dale Gates, who's our Regional CO Supervisor for Region 2 Central South Dakota Operations. He's gonna cover number 16, so he'll be up here during that portion. The hunting party size issue here, this is something that during, a lot of you recall, we embarked on a rules review process where we looked at the hunting and fishing rules, and as a department, we had work groups and tried to find ways we can align with some of those of the department's strategic missions for opportunity, and also get rid of some rules where maybe they're not needed anymore. We went quite a while in time without having a comprehensive review. This particular rule here was one of those that came up for discussion from a lot of folks, both law enforcement and on the biological side in our agency. It dates back, I think, into the 70s, and so when we look at it, we say, well, why do we have a rule like this? And I think a couple of things that come up are, the first one potentially is a fair chase issue, to have a group size of 20 for fair chase. If you look at the way that rule is currently written, there is an exemption there for predators and varmints, so it's not, it's a species-specific. Probably more so is the safety factor. When we talk about larger groups out there, safety becomes a concern, more guns, more weapons in the field. We do periodically get requests that we cannot currently accommodate from groups. A lot of times it comes from disabled hunter groups, disabled veteran groups. When they handle their hunts, they have requested in the past allowance to go over that limit of 20 people there. So looking at all that there and looking at the safety factor and the number 20, I haven't been around the department since this was enacted, but 20, I think you can agree, is a rather arbitrary number. What makes that safer than 21 or, you know. So in looking at this rule there, we see this, probably the most common scenario where larger groups are utilized are early season pheasant hunts. That's probably the biggest issue there. And getting down to the discussion, we felt that it was probably more important to allow that individual hunting party, the people in that party, whether it's the landowner or whoever is organizing that hunt, to be able to decide exactly what is safe. In a lot of situations, given the terrain, given the group where they're hunting, 20 may not be safe. But today we're coming to you asking you to actually repeal that rule and allow those individual hunting parties to determine what exactly is safe. Stand by for any questions.
Questions on this one? Seems pretty straightforward. Remove the 20 person limit and open it up to where the party determines their own size. So is there a motion to? Capes.
Oh, it's second.
Moved and seconded that we approve this hunting party size proposal. All in favor of it say aye.
Aye.
And opposed. It is approved. Next.
The next item, number 14 in your books there, is archery restrictions. What we're talking about here is accompaniment issues.